collision course. I am a satellite, I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload like an atom bomb about to explode. I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I'm gonna make a supersonic woman of you.
Don't stop me, don't stop me.
Hey, hey, hey!
Don't stop me, don't stop me. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I like
don't stop
it.
Me, don't stop me.
Have a good time, good time.
Don't stop me, don't stop me.
Oh. A good time, I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
yes,
now.
I'm having a good time.
I don't wanna stop at all.
that was On My Own by Whitney. And that is the end of our show. So you've been listening to Quiet in the Library. Evan had to run to class, but this is DJ P-Scales here. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm welcoming on the next group. So please get excited, get lit for this next hour. And we will see you in 2 weeks. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Emily and Celeste.
Yes.
Celeste and Emily.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That was Potential Breakup Song by Ali and AJ.
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard, Ariana released a new single yesterday called Thank You Next.
Yeah.
And I feel I'm pretty sure that people have played it on the station because it's really popular. But yeah, we are feeling inspired, and we're going to play some breakup songs of any genre.
Of any genre.
You know, some Taylor Swift stuff in here, some Lord. So we started off on the right foot.
It's like even before the breakup even happens.
It's a potential breakup song. Wow. I hadn't heard of this before.
It's a pretty funny, I don't know. I feel like this was like a middle school when like Disney Channel took over our worlds. That kind of, I think that they were involved in Disney Channel, these two sisters. Okay, sorry. We just realized that my mic wasn't on, so now you get to hear my beautiful voice.
It's the volume. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, but this song has, or like Ariana's like song that came out this weekend, it's just really fascinating, just because like her life has just been so public in the past few months, and like I definitely have done an hour or two of rabbit holing about her life in Google.
An hour or two. Set aside an hour or two of my day to think about Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Very.
It's like sad. Or like, I mean, it's sad obviously, but also like,
yeah,
to be so, and then, thrust into the public life in like that, in that way.
Yeah, and then she made the tweet about therapy.
Oh, or I
like,
didn't see that.
Like, encouraging people to go to therapy because, well, someone was like saying how she must have a really good therapist because of everything that she's had to work through.
Yeah.
And then,
wow.
Yeah. And then someone else was like,
yeah.
You know?
I know. I kind of miss therapy. Because because this weekend, one of our friends, like family friends came over to the house and stuff, and one of them was a therapist, and like she was just so wonderful to talk to, and like,
oh wow,
yeah.
Oh wait, is it Laura?
Mm-hmm.
Oh sorry, maybe you shouldn't. But I mean, there are many Lauras in this world.
There are many Lauras in the world. Yeah, but it was just so like, yeah, I don't know. It's really, I think, grounding sometimes to like talk to folks that like know how to talk to you, and like,
oh yeah,
yeah. Anyways. So, yeah, that is the theme of our show. Are you ready to play the next?
I could. You know, I'm just going to I'm just gonna do it.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.
And I will sit close to you. Let's give it a minute before we admit that we're through. Guess this is the winner. Our bodies are young and blue. I'm at Jungle City, it's late and this song is for you. Cause I remember the rush when forever was us. Before all of the winds of regret and mistrust. Now we sit in your car and our love is a ghost. Well, I guess I should go, yeah, I guess I should go. Heart, feelings, these are what they call heart. Myself the way I used to care about you. These days, we kiss and we keep busy. The waves come after midnight. I call from underwater. Why even try to get right when you've outgrown a lover? The whole world knows but you. It's time to let go of this endless summer afternoon. Heart, feelings, these are what they call heart, feelings. Right here in the cold, oh, oh, along with the heart feelings. loved you every single day. Made me weak, it was real for me. Yeah, real for me. Now I'll fake it every single day till I don't need fantasy, till I feel you leave. But I still remember everything. How we drift buying groceries, how you dance for me. I'll start letting go of little things till I'm so far away from you, far away from you, yeah.
What is this tape? This is my favorite tape.
Told me, keep messing with my head. Should've picked honesty, then you may not have thought it.
Don't have to say
what you did.
I already know.
I found out from
him. Now there's just
no chance.
You and me,
you and me.
There'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
All alone.
Now you tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone?
to burn. Now it's your turn.
It's your turn
to cry.
So tell me a rhythm. Go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Baby, go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving.
Don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
I'm
choked up from him. There's just no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
You and me. Don't it make you sad?
I think you're changing your mind, starting to see it in your eyes. I used to love a good surprise, and now I'd rather know ahead of time. You said I love you too fast. So much for that, cause summer just started and we're already done.
Yeah, you say I led you on, but you follow me. I follow one of your friends, you unfollow me. Then you block them so they can't see you liking someone just like me. I expected more from you, honestly. Said you want a simple life and that's not me. How you go from that to ending up with someone just like? How can you be angry on a night in July and be warm with me when it's freezing outside? You're confusing me. Don't have me wasting my time. Yeah. You said I love you too fast. So much for that, cause summer just started and we're already done. I kept it decent, I kept you sane. I kept it peaceful, don't lie. I kept it decent. Secrets kept it between you and I. Breaking my heart, tearing me apart. Breaking me down when I'm already down. Breaking my heart, breaking my heart, breaking my heart, breaking my heart, breaking my heart. Break, 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 breaking my heart, tearing me apart. Breaking me down when I'm already down. Breaking my heart, breaking my heart. You said I love you too fast. So much for that, cause summer just started and we're already done. How can you be angry on a night in July and be warm with me when it's freezing outside? You're confusing me. Don't have me wasting my time. Yeah. You said I love you too fast. So
much for that, cause summer just started and we're already done.
Song was a lot.
Oh, Kelly. Oh, Kelly.
Kelly.
Do you wanna, oh, this is the donations one.
Oh.
Should we do that one?
Sure.
Okay, we were just deciding on a PSA. Do you wanna do it? Okay, I can do it. So we have a PSA for you. Why is WMFO Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for more than 45 years, and none of us here at WMFO want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not,
We need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before November 14th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support WMFO in achieving our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFOMedford and share with your friends using the hashtag #KeepItFreeform. That's a lot of having to say WMFO, and I still like...
It's a tongue twister.
WMFO. This was like all the other stations.
Yeah.
All the other stations have it easy. We have a really hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for listening so far.
Yeah.
I have a...
Quite contemporary.
The oldest song here is Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River, 2002, which is 16 years ago.
Wow.
How old were we? I was like six.
I was six as well. Well, five for most of the year.
Oh yeah, you're younger than me.
Not important. Anyways, yeah. I know this reminds me a lot of like what middle school Emily would listen to be honest. Which is like kind of sweet, but also like kind of interesting in the sense that I didn't have any relationships like this in middle school. So like here I was listening to like breakup songs and romantic songs without, and so yeah, I don't know. It's interesting because
Me too. I was like, and in my head it felt very real though.
Yeah,
because I was like listening to Taylor Swift and like crying. Like,
oh my god!
And
yeah.
I was like 10. Like.
Which songs were like your
specifically
crime?
Teardrops on my guitar.
Oh my god! And the, like, the music video for that too. She's like,
yeah,
in this, like,
she's
gorgeous,
like
gorgeous makeup.
And I used to play guitar, so
you
I would
do
like.
Do play guitar?
I do play guitar.
You play the ukulele.
Wait, no, I was like 14.
Oh.
Because that was when I was in the guitar ensemble.
Wait,
and so I would like hold my guitar and like strum it and cry.
Oh my god!
At home, not in school.
Oh, you should still play.
And cry.
If you want.
Right. But
anywho, okay, so
I feel like,
drops.
Yeah, but I feel like the point being, like, I feel like we, I know it's been said to death, but like there's so many expectations of romance that are built into,
oh my god, yeah,
into these songs.
No, so much. Yeah, because just then when we were both looking at our song list, like our own libraries to like pick songs for this, at least me, I was like, there's so many songs I could pick for this theme. Like,
right.
Most of my library probably is love songs and like breakup. What is a I guess like even like between the proportion of like the breakup and then the falling in love, kind of those two genres of love songs. Like, I would say it's probably evenly split. But anyways,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know. It just, that's something that's like that definitely bothered me towards the end of high school for some reason. I was like, every single popular song on the radio is like a love song, and I think I was probably just like frustrated because I had like nothing going on for me.
So you resented the rest of the world who seemed to be in love.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
I think I get that because like I run to music and then I'll be listening to like Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion and I'll just be like, wow, I don't have this in my life.
Yeah.
And, like at one point I did, but then now I like don't have. Because I'm used to, I guess, projecting emotions onto people who are not in... I don't think it's an unhealthy thing. I think it's, like, knowing
it's
that...
It's part of a relationship. Or
yeah.
Like, yeah, any relationship.
Yeah,
friendship,
yeah.
Or, yeah.
And generally, I don't do that with people who are, like, that close to me. You know, or it's just, like, an idealized, like, infatuation or, like, a crush.
You mean, like, projecting emotions onto things?
Like, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Huh. Wait, what do you mean by... Can you explain more when you mean... projecting emotions?
Just like, or not projecting emotions, but just like projecting like hopes onto someone, or like not, and they're not like real, you know, they're just like a dream.
Oh,
you know.
Yes. I do
that
know.
Yes. Oh boy.
Okay, on that note, should we
are you just going to like change the channel now?
Yes, this is my method whenever this
of
happens.
Of coping. Yeah.
Well,
I think it is interesting to think about how, you know, could you, and, you know, growing up in different eras of music, like, what does that tell you? And I don't know, because I think I very much still buy into those like classical yeah. quotations, yeah. Ideas.
And it's interesting because, you know, that whole concept and trope of the hopeless romantic, and I feel like I fall into that a lot, but then I'm just like, it's just so fabricated by like all these like ideas of like that I've been told through Kelly Clarkson, through Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And I think I'm more cynical than you are.
You are definitely more cynical.
Yeah, I feel like
you
are.
I am.
I respect that a lot.
I respect you a lot too.
Oh wow.
Oh.
Okay, that's a good note to
continue. We'll see what song is next.
Okay, so far you've been listening to Kelly Clarkson, Drake, Justin Timberlake, and Lorde. I have some choice event coming up.
Oh my gosh. Enjoy.
I got the good side of things, left you with both of the rings. My fingers danced and swayed in the breeze. The change in the wind took you down to your knees. I got the good side of you, sent it out into the blue. The people danced to the sound of your heart. The world sang along to it falling apart. But I sympathize and I recognize. And baby, I apologize that I got the good side of things. I got the good side of life, traveled the universe twice. So many thoughts I wanted to share, but I didn't call cause it wouldn't be fair. But I got the good side of you, found arms to fall right into. I know how it looked, it wasn't the plan. And someday I hope that you'll understand. I sympathize and I recognize. And baby, I apologize that I got the good side of things. Sure, we'll meet in the spring and catch up on everything. I'll say I'm proud of all that you've done. You taught me the ropes and it taught me to love. But I sympathize and I recognize. And baby, I apologize. That I got the good side of things. Sympathize, recognize, apologize. That I got the good side of things.
I walked through the door with you. The air was cold, but something about it felt like home somehow. And I left my scarf there at your sister's house, and you still got it in your drawer even now. Into place, and I can picture it after all these. What if I didn't say it? Well, I'd still have felt it. Where's the sense in that? I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder or return to where we were. I'm not afraid.
I keep doing that. I'm so sorry. Thank you for tuning in. I think we're going to sign off.
We are.
Would you like to do the honors?
Yeah, this is Emily Celeste, Overnight Oats. I just said our name is one name. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Don't forget the donations that we talked about earlier, just because it's so cool that we get to